It's okay. It really is. Just relax, all right? It's not a big deal. So, someone caught you looking at dirty things. I know it's stressful. You're a little freaked out, and I can see from how red you are that you're feeling a little bit of shame and flustered, and I just want you to relax. It's okay. I mean, if anybody has a problem with it, they probably just have a stick up their ass. And you shouldn't worry about it or what anyone thinks of you, okay? Like, it's not like you were looking into truly awful stuff. You were just looking at, you know, fetishy, kinky, and... there's nothing wrong with that, you know? Humans have always been kinky. They've found, like, sex toys from, like, fucking Egyptian days. There's some dirty hieroglyphs out there. It's not... They make this big thing about being a pervert, like it's a bad thing, but the truth is, it's perfectly normal to be a pervert. Everybody has a little bit in them. I think just some people repress it, you know? So don't worry about it. Anybody who's going to judge you on it is probably some cunt that you don't care about anyway. Because the only people that would judge you on it are assholes. So just block them from your life, you know? It's okay. Anybody who's not a hypocrite will just be like, whatever. Because they have their own fucked up fantasies, you know? And, like, I mean, I do. And I'm perfectly normal. It's just the rest of the world that's repressed. No, I'm serious. Yeah, I have dirty thoughts too. Does that really surprise you? Like, really? Come on. I make all the jokes. All right. Well, I can tell you one thing you haven't guessed about me. I have a dungeon in my basement. Yeah, I'm serious. You've never been down there, have you? Yeah, most people don't really show off their basements, but I don't think it's weird at all. I like having a dungeon in my basement. Thank you very much. I am very proud of it. Do you want to come see it? No, seriously, come on, come see it. I know I've never let you down there before, but, you know, it's, it's my happy place. Come on down. Wait, let me just, mess with the lights a little bit. I have, they're cool little LEDs that I can, change the color of. So let's go for a combination of red and blue. And get some purple atmosphere going on. What? No, it works perfect. So, there you have it. My beautiful dungeon in all of its glory. Yeah, shut up. I know it's a bit of a mess. I guess I just need to have somebody clean it for me. You know, it's a dungeon. They get messy. But, you know, here's all the classic things. I do like the look on your face right now, though. You weren't expecting that, huh? I wasn't lying. You thought I was bullshitting you. Me? Would I do that? Okay. We've been friends forever, dude. It's okay that you somehow missed this side of me. I really don't know how. I think it's because you're kind of oblivious. Just in general. You always seem a little oblivious. Like, you can never tell when girls like you either. I saw that one chick flirting with you at the bar the other night, and you were supposed to buy her a drink, dude. You were supposed to buy her a drink. And you were just like super polite. It was so awkward. I was behind you and I was making faces because it was just like, just go for it. Anyway, so maybe that's why you didn't know this about me. Okay, so how it works is I'm kinky. That's like the technical term. And I'm into what's known as BDSM, right? And there's a whole bunch of fucking different ways the acronym goes. You know, it's like bondage, domination, submission, masochism, or sometimes the SM is sadism, masochism. Sometimes the D is discipline, and the S is subservience. It's just, it's all over the fucking place, trust me. It's not really that important, because everybody within it kind of has their own thing going on. So, any questions on any of my lovely bits? Oh, yeah, this is that's a cross. It's called a St. Andrew's cross, and, it's, meant to, you know, restrain people, like, kind of, spread eagle style. I really like mine because I can flip people on it. Not quite completely inverted, but it also goes down to a full-on table. But, oh, you want a demonstration? I can do that. let me just go find my cuffs. They're somewhere. Oh, look at that. They're right near the door. It's very convenient, don't you think? Now, if you do want to try this, I do have to give you some warnings. have you ever done anything like this before? No? Okay, actually, I have a question. I've been wondering this. Are you a virgin? What do you mean you're not going to answer? All right, fine. I'll find out later. You're so silly. Shit. It's okay. Look, I can see the way you're looking at my toys. And I can see the way that you're looking at me. And it's a little different than you normally look at me. I mean, you probably normally think of me as kind of like a bro, right? You know, I do all the guy things, and I'm good at it. But you'll notice down here, there's some very girly things I sometimes wear. I mean, sure, they're black and leather, but my corset collection makes my tits look great. And I'll make a deal with you. You be a good boy. And let me put these cuffs on you. Let me put this collar on you. Let me strap you up on my cross. Let me play a little game with you. And then I'll go get changed. And I'll show you what me, your friend, your kind of tomboyish friend in the outside world, I'll show you what I look like in a dominatrix outfit. And considering the porn that you got caught watching, well, trust me, honey, nothing will have ever quite compared to my tits in a fucking corset. I mean, they're so big sometimes I could practically lay my own head down on them as a pillow. Sometimes I like to put my chin there and it's just so soft. I love having tits. I know I don't really show them off too much outside, but like, that's not my sexual place. And this is. So, what do you say? You Willing to play a little game with me? I want to play a game I call interrogation. Though don't worry, I'm not going to do anything mean. I do got to get your consent, though. It's kind of important. So just say yes or say no, or, you know, feel free to interject any objections or concerns or discomforts, and we can talk about them before we begin. I don't want to derail too much at the moment, but, you know, I want you to know that you're safe with me. Because, yeah, I think our dynamic's about to change a little bit. And that could be fun, don't you think? So, first, do I have your consent to touch you? Is there any place you don't want me to touch you? No? Are you sure? I have a thing for belly buttons. I love violating belly buttons. It's just, Well, okay. Can I touch you, can I touch your nipples? I can't wait to lift up that shirt and see what size they are. I bet you have cute little tiny nipples. Can I touch your cock? You blush like a little fucking schoolgirl. Oh, come on, chill. It's okay. It's okay. Is that a yes or a no? Yeah? Is it hard to say? Are you embarrassed? It's okay. Once we get through this, I'll start taking charge and I won't be asking you any more questions. I'll be telling you what to do. When I play, I sometimes like to hurt my playthings. So since this is your first time, I wouldn't go too far. But, you know, I'd want to use a little bit of a flogger, maybe a little bit of a belt. Most of it'll be nice. It'll feel more impacty than painful. But I won't lie. I am a sadist. So every once in a while, there is going to be a spike of pain. And I need to know that you're okay with that. Even if in the moment you protest against it. Which I'm okay with that too. Yeah? All right, good. Don't worry, I have a good judge of where things are. And to that point, there's always safe words. Yellow is a classic one for if I'm starting to go, you know, to the edges of your tolerance and you want me to back down a little, but you don't want the play to stop, use yellow. I find that one really boring, so use it for that purpose, but if I'm coming to the edges of your tolerance and you want to leave it up to me whether or not I stop, use mercy. And that one should come a good bit before yellow. Just because, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm really enjoying picturing what mercy is going to sound like coming from your lips. And that's one of the safe words I do tend to go to sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes. But then there's red, of course, which is the one no one ever actually calls on me because I'm good at what I do. But if you ever need to, red lets me know that play needs to stop. It just needs to stop. And if you say red, we stop. All kink, all BDSM dynamic. Any restraints you're in immediately get released. Play is done for the day. If you like things and you want more of them, if things are going well, please. Works very well. Now, keep in mind that safe words are outside of things like speech restrictions. So even if I tell you not to speak or if you have a gag in your mouth, if things are going to a level you don't want, feel free to use yellow and red still, and I will respect them completely. Mercy and please shouldn't be used unless you're allowed to talk, though. I mean, I won't be very mad, but I will punish you if you're on speech restriction and you do. Before we begin, is there anything you don't want me to do to you? Anything that would make you uncomfortable. Understand that some of the things I might do to you will be sexual in nature, and you are perfectly okay with withdrawing your consent for our play at any time by using the word red. Do you understand that?
So, does all that sound okay? Let's start with you taking your clothes off. Don't be shy. Come on, lover boy. Shirt first. New rule. You, from this point on, are not allowed to speak unless spoken to and given specific permission. See, you're here for me to play with, and I think you'll relax more, and I'll relax more if this dynamic of us being friends kind of disappears for a bit. Don't talk. Got it? Just nod your head. Good boy. You like that, don't you? Off with that shirt. Oh my. Look at those shoulders. Well, I didn't know you'd look quite that good underneath all that. How about lower? No, I did not tell you to take your pants off. I am going to take care of that. Later. For now, give me your wrist. You know, this isn't quite right. I know this is your first time and all, but, get down on your knees. There we go. Shh, it's okay. I do know how to hair pull. I can see that bulge in your pants that says I did it right. You do look really good on your knees. Now, where were we? Give me that wrist. Good boy. How's that feel? Nice and snug, but not too tight. I can get my fingers under it, so if you have any discomfort, nod your head, because I'd rather know now than have to disrupt our play later if you start to lose circulation. Yeah? Good. Next wrist. There we go. Good boy. I see that look on your face. You know, I know exactly what that look means. You've never had cuffs on before, have you? You've never had that relaxing, blissful, subby space in your head. Something about just the act of having them put on, having that weight there, that tight but not too tight, that restriction, that constant reminder that suddenly someone else is in charge. I'm in charge. It feels good, doesn't it? Noobies are always so fun. It's okay. I promise to take good care of you. And the fact that I'm naughty will only make things more fun, I promise. No. I have one more bit that needs to go on you. This is a collar. Look at it. Here, chin up, sweetheart. Look me in the eyes. Don't be scared. I know eye contact can be a little intimidating, but that's kind of what I want to do right now. I like intimidating you. Don't take that away from me. You'll put your fucking eyes down when I tell you to. Okay. See? The little tag fell off. Oh, well. This is a play collar. You probably don't understand the significance of collars yet, but, you know, I can always teach you that later. but a play collar means that once I put this on you, you are mine. From when I snap those buckles and lock shut to when I take it off of you. So long as this collar is around your neck, you are mine. You do what I tell you to. Do you understand? Say yes, Domina. You may speak. Good boy. It's not so hard, is it? Don't worry, I will make a promise to you. Everything that I expect of you tonight, I will tell you. I will not leave you guessing. Every single thing I want from you, I will say it. And I will tell you to do it. Do you understand? Say yes, Domina. Speak. Good boy. All right. Now, just relax. Look me in the eyes while I wrap this around your neck. I do love this one. It has a Velcro, so I can shape it just perfect to the size of your neck. And then I can buckle it tight. There we go. Good boy. Now, where was that tag?
It fell to the floor.
There we go. See this? It says, "My sweet boy." And for the next little bit, that's what you're going to be, aren't you? Say yes, Domina. Good boy. It's very easy. Give you a little tag, just like I would a puppy. There we go. You look so cute. Oh, I know what we can try out. Beg. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not know that command yet? It's okay. It's partially my fault. I didn't teach it to you. But I want you to, still on your knees, lift up and put your hands in the air like they're paws. And beg. Got it? Beg. There you go. Good boy. See, it's not so bad. Oh, those jeans look like they're getting a little restrictive on you. But don't take them off yet. You're going to need them because right now what I really want you to do and what you're going to do. Let me just get a leash. There we go. And now you are going to come with me. Don't stand up. Crawl. Crawl like the good boy you are. That's right. We'll just go around the room a little bit. You're doing good. But when slaves crawl, just like puppies, they need to fucking heal. So I want your head right near my thigh. Got it? Good boy. Come on. Let's go over here. You were curious about my cross, right? Well, now you can stand up. Up, boy. Now, I want you to put your back against the cross. Step up carefully. Yeah, I've got you. Carefully. All right, put one foot in there. One foot there. Perfect. Now stretch those hands up. Oh, you do look good like this. Love your fucking arms. Oh, let's just... One's up. And there we go. All right. How do you feel? Speak. You doing okay? Okay. Do you want me to stop? Speak. No, Domina. Oh, see, you're learning already. I like it. All right. So, since this is your first time, I'll be nice. I'll make it lots of fun. I'll make sure you really need to come back. And
I'll tell you up front that every time you come down here into my dungeon, things are going to go a little bit farther, a little bit harder. So keep that in mind. I wouldn't want you to feel like you were lied to at all. But I will corrupt you, and I eventually will make you do things you've never even thought you would. Many things that probably will make you feel dirty, but you're going to end up liking. Does that scare you? Don't speak. Show me with your head. Good. It should scare you a little bit. But I can feel through your genes that fear isn't the only thing you're feeling right now. And about those genes, I think it's time for them to come off. Now that I have you so nicely bound up, get rid of this belt, pull it all the way out. The zipper. Let's just let that drop to the floor. I'm glad that you have boxers on. I much prefer them to briefs. But let's just peel this back and... Something nice is springing out. You were holding out on me. Okay, this sigh. I like this. You look so adorable right now, though. You look so vulnerable. And do you know what? That's probably because you feel vulnerable. And you should, because right now you're chained up. And even though you have those nice strong arms and you're so much bigger than me, right now I can do anything to you. How does that make you feel? I can see how that makes you feel. I love this. Love being able to rub my face against any part of your body, like your belly. I love being able to touch you and stroke you. Oh, your profile is just so perfect with your arms in the air like that. And then we get to down here. You're so excited down here. I have a question. Have you ever gotten a blowjob?
That one's a definite no.
Well, if you tell me your secret, I'll give you one. But... are you sad my mouth is pulling away? But that's okay. It can come right up to your ear instead. Kisses feel really good here, don't they? Are you ready to tell me your secrets? I want to know them all. I want to know those dirty thoughts going through your mind. But first off, why don't you answer me that question I asked you earlier? Are you a virgin? You have to tell me, or I am not going to put these nice red lips around that hard and throbbing needy cock. Tell me. You know you want to. You know you want to tell me anything right now. Anything. Good boy. I like it when you answer me properly. See, you already have a reward in the form of my hand slowly stroking up and down that shaft. And my thumb knows just what to do with that tip. Does that feel good, huh? Does that feel really good? Do you want more?
Well, you're just gonna have to hang there for a minute. I'll be back in a few minutes, baby. What's the matter? Did you get scared while I was gone? Or is it that I got you all worked up with stroking your cock and you're so new to this, you were probably just ready to burst from arousal alone and then I just left you? It was so mean of me. I tell you I'm sorry, but I'm not, and this is definitely going to happen again for much longer in much more interesting predicaments. That was nice. I didn't even blindfold you this time. But I am going to blindfold you now. But don't worry, I'll be here this whole time. Just take this and put it over your eyes. Lean your head forward. There you go. And just fasten it. Perfect. You see, with one sense taken away, it makes all the others so much more sizzling. Not sure that's the right word. I'm gonna make you sizzle so it works just fine. So that when I touch you now, yeah, you get a little shivery. The goosebumps start coming up. Even something as simple as a touch on your arm, a light little stroke, suddenly becomes so much more when you're bound up and blindfolded, doesn't it? It becomes something more intimate. Something that feels really good, really exciting. Just relax. Now, on to the next bit of our interrogation. And you have to answer, or I will stop. I could threaten you with whips and all sorts of electric toys, but I believe in being effective, and I know right now that the most effective thing to get you talking is to promise you more of this. So talk. Tell me about your fantasies. Tell me about that dirty, shameful porn. Oh my. Oh, come on, there's more than that. I want details. The more I learn from you, the more effective I can be at fucking your head into a deep subspace. So tell me everything. You will. Tell me everything. And as long as you keep talking, we'll stroke that cock. You stop talking, so I stop touching. I'm sorry, that's just how it works. Start talking. Now you're just rambling, but that's okay. Go on. That's enough. Sorry, your hips were moving, and I don't want you busting a nut just yet. We still have so much to do first. I have so much to teach you. Like this. This toy, I guess you can't see it blindfold and all, but you can feel it. And smell it. Smell it. Nice leather. This is my thumper, my split thumper. It's such a good toy for beginners. See? Doesn't hurt that much when I hit your little nipples with it. It's all sound. It just gives a nice impact. Yeah. Not that bad, right? I can hit your thighs. Make you spread those legs a little bit more. Come on. You are throbbing so hard right now. I can see it. You're leaking, even. I have another question for you. What's your diet like? I'm going to say, not bad, but you could use some more fruit. You gonna eat more fruit from now on? Yeah. Good boy. Such a good boy. Such an excited, horny, dirty boy. Why don't you be a good boy and come in my mouth? I don't like messes and I won't leave one. I can feel how close you are. When I take you deep, I can feel that rushing. That rushing inside your cock. Feel that cum building and bubbling up so close to the surface. Don't fight it. Give it to me. Give in to me. You have my permission. Come for me. Good boy. Alright. You did good. Yeah, let me take off your blindfold. Oh, what's the matter? You look so sad, and all I'm doing is reaching up to your cuffs. You don't want me to take you down, do you? No. Here. How about this? I'm going to undo the connectors connecting you to the cross, but I will leave on the cuffs and the collar, and then you can come over with me to my chair. I have this nice little comfy furry place on the floor for you to sit, and you can just cuddle my leg while I stroke your hair, okay? And you can keep the cuffs on. I won't take them from you yet, all right? No? Okay. Let me get that. Okay. The other? You weren't up there that long. You shouldn't look that weak. Come here, boy. No? Crawl. Yeah, that feels more natural right now, doesn't it? Yeah, I know. It's a little tough with the pants still around your ankles, but it's good for you to have challenges. Come here. All right. Now I'm going to sit down, and you can just be pressed right against my side. And you can take your shoes and your socks and your jeans and your boxers off. Why don't you just get completely naked? There you go. Now all you're wearing is my cuffs and my collar. And that nice little tag saying exactly what you are. My sweet boy. You're so cute. You did fine. You did good. Here, I have a blanket. Just wrap this around you. It's much better than clothes, huh? Nice and cuddly. Good boy. Just relax. I'll stroke your hair. Just relax. Feel how good it is. Know that you did great. Did you have fun? Yeah? You want to do it again sometime?
Okay. Good boy. Just relax. We can stay here as long as you need to. It's a thing called aftercare. In a couple of minutes, I'm gonna leave you just for a minute, just to get us some water. But until then, just relax. Just let my body take the weight of your body. And I'll lean down and I'll hold you tight. And I'll stroke your hair and I'll tell you what a good boy you are. My good boy. My sweet boy. And keep in mind, all of this stays in my dungeon. When we leave it, I'm going to need you to go back to just being my best friend. I wouldn't want to lose that. But I don't want to lose this either. We'll just make a rule for it, okay? Yeah? Whenever you put on the cuffs and the collar, well, when I put them on you. From then on, you go into this subby space that you're in right now when you obey me, okay? It's easy. I'll give you rules and I'll train you. And you'll just be the best little slave boy ever, right? Mm-hmm. And then when I take them off and we go upstairs, you go back to normal, teasing, joking, and playful. My buddy, okay? I know. Things aren't gonna be the same. But that doesn't mean they won't be better. Oh my god. You did perfect. You feel so good, so cuddly. My good